This is an audio version of the What is Truth-Telling fact sheet, produced by Reconciliation Australia to support community truth-telling. What is truth-telling? Truth-telling means sharing the full, honest story of Australia's history. It centres the voices and recognises the knowledge, strength and contributions of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. It acknowledges the historical silencing of injustices and ongoing impacts of colonisation on First Nations people. Truth-telling is fundamental to advancing reconciliation.
Why is it called truth-telling? It's called truth-telling because for a long time, First Nations people's experiences and voices were left out, changed, or ignored in official Australian history. Many people have only learned a limited version of history.
Truth-telling is about correcting that so everyone can better understand the past and why things are the way they are today. It includes talking about colonial conflict, violence, racism, and dispossession. Truth-telling also highlights the strength, resilience, cultures, and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples.
What does truth-telling look like? It can happen in different ways at different levels in society. At a national or state level, it can look like official reports, inquiries, and apologies. Some examples of this are the Bringing Them Home report released in 1997, which documented the experiences of Stolen Generation survivors and the ongoing impacts of their forced removals. The National Apology to the Stolen Generations from the Australian Parliament in 2008. And the Yuruk Justice Commission, which was Australia's first formal Aboriginal-led truth-telling inquiry. It ran from 2021 till 2025 and investigated historic and ongoing systemic injustices against First Peoples in Victoria.
At an organisational level, it can involve reviewing organisational history, policies and practices, and how they've treated First Nations people. For example, the White Family Trust website hosts a timeline of Dr. White's life and actions from a First Nations perspective. At the local level, First Nations individuals report the truth-telling as part of their everyday interactions. Communities are working together to do place-based truth-telling in a range of ways, from commemorative events to local history publications or websites, renamings, public talks, signage, statues, and art exhibits.
Non-Indigenous descendants of families who were involved in colonial violence can also tell truths about their families, such as the Yuruk Justice Commission Descendants Day and journalist Sam Carmody's investigation into his family history.
Truth-telling is an ongoing process, not a one-off activity. It's a continual process of dialogue and intergenerational change that shifts our understanding of Australia's past to create a better path for the future. Think about it as an ongoing cycle with multiple steps. The act of telling the truth, deep listening to learn from that truth, and acting based on what has been learned to create change. This is an audio version of the What is Truth-Telling fact sheet, produced by Reconciliation Australia to support community truth-telling.
Find more resources like this at reconciliation.org.au/truth-telling.